Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. I had a message to return your call. How can I?
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Listen, I made a purchase and, you know, I wanted like the first thing for like $6 and then I went through and it ended up being $58. So now I want to cancel it. How do I cancel a purchase?
Okay. I can take care of that for you, ma'am. Give me just one moment. Sure.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Give me just one second, ma'am.
Sure.
My computer had blinked out. I'm trying to wait for it to come back on.
That's it.
Give me just a second.
That's all right. No problem. Take your time.
Thank you.
Are you in the United States?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm actually in Alabama.
Okay. Because I thought this company was like overseas or something, so I was surprised to hear somebody
without an accent, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they say I have a country accent. I'm from D.C., but my family teases me all the time and tells me that I'm country as an ear of corn, as they like to put it.
A little bit. You have a little bit of an accent there, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's nice, though. It's that southern drawl that's so genteel.
Right. Well, good. Okay, may I first start, ma'am, by asking you for your zip code so I can try and locate your account?
Of course, 92211. I don't know if I have an account. I just have an order.
That's what they call it.
Oh, okay.
It was placed the order and it went to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hang on just one moment.
Sure.
I'm sorry, you said nine, what was the zip code again?
92211.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your first and last name, please.
Judith Giratano, or Judy Giratano, probably.
Okay, and I do see where you ordered the Smart Health Watch for $695 shipping.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was going to be, and then it ended up all those other things, too. So I'd like to cancel the whole order.
Okay, and that $695, man, was just for the shipping and handling. It was a trial, and you would have had to call in within a 14-day period.
Oh, I didn't know
to cancel. That. And if you didn't cancel, they would charge you the full price for the watch, which is $59.97.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm canceling this order. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not know that.
Okay, well, I do have you canceled out. I've ordered out all the charges. Charges of $14.95, $29.95, and $695 have all
now,
been returned.
I appreciate that. Will I get an email with that?
Let me go. I have to go back to. Why won't it? Let me hang on just one moment.
Sure.
I don't know why it won't let me refund the $695. Refund from order fail has been added to the queue. Okay, that probably is just going to come back a little bit later, maybe. Yeah, I don't know why, but it's just saying it wouldn't let me refund the $695 right then.
Okay.
But I have refunded. It says it's pending. It said it is pending, so it'll come. It's just probably going to come after the other two come. It shouldn't be much longer behind it, though. But I did refund the $29.95 as well as the $14.95 in addition to the $6.95. It just states that that's still pending.
Okay.
I have a cancellation number for you, and it basically is going to be the same thing as your order number with the C in front of it. You're going to receive a one-time cancellation confirmation email sent to judyg10@aol.com, and you'll get that within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Correct. Now, my cancel number is C85DD4E734.
That is it, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. What was your name again?
Vicky with an I.
Vicky with an I. Thank you so much, Vicky with an I. I'm Judy with an I.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same, Miss Judy. Have a great day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.